And now, come closer and hear these words from the book of Genesis. This is from the Voice version of the Bible. Meanwhile, Jacob left Beersheba and traveled toward Haran. As dusk approached one day, he came to a place where he could stay for the night. He saw stones scattered all around and put one of them under his head. Then he laid down to sleep. During the night, God gave him a dream. He saw a ladder set up on the earth, and at its top, it reached to the heavens. He saw some messengers of God ascending and descending on it. At the very top stood the Eternal One.
I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you are now lying is the land I have promised to give you and your descendants. Your descendants will be as many as there are specks of dust on the earth. You will spread out to the west, east, north, and south. Through your descendants, all the families of the earth will find true blessing. Know that I am with you, and I will watch over you no matter where you go. One day, I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done all I have promised you.
The dream ended, and Jacob woke up from his sleep.
There is no doubt in my mind that God is in this place, and I didn't even know it.
But even as he said this, a bit of fear came over him.
This place is absolutely awesome. It can be none other than the house of God and the gateway into heaven.
So early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had put under his head, set it up as a pillar, and then poured oil on top of it to commemorate his experience with God. He named that place Bethel, which means house of God. Before that, the name of the city had been called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow.
If God is going to be with me, keeping me safe on this journey and giving me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I return to my father's house in peace, then eternal will be my God. And this stone I have made into a pillar will be the first stone laid in God's house. And Lord, of everything you give me, I will give one-tenth back always to you.
Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. A man named Monty Roberts tells this story about his experience in high school. Monty grew up the son of an itinerant horse trainer. There is such a thing. An itinerant horse trainer who would go from stable to stable, racetrack to racetrack, farm to farm, ranch to ranch, training horses for the various owners. And as a result of this, however, Monty's high school career was continually interrupted. He never seemed to be able to stay in one place for very long. When he finally became a senior in high school, he was asked to write a paper about what he wanted to be and do when he grew up. That night, he wrote a 7-page paper describing his dream of one day owning a horse ranch. He'd seen many, and he wanted to own his own someday. So he wrote about his dream in great detail, and he even drew a diagram of a 200-acre ranch, the location of all the buildings, the stables, the horse track, and then he drew a detailed floor plan for a 4,000-square-foot house that would sit on this 200-acre dream ranch. He put a tremendous amount of time and heart into this project, and the next day he handed it to his teacher. 2 days later, he got his paper back, and on the front page was a large red F, and it said, "See me after class." Monty went to see his teacher after class and asked him why he received an F. The teacher said, "This is an unrealistic dream. It's unrealistic for a boy like you. You have no money. You come from an itinerant family. You have no resources. Owning a horse ranch requires a lot of money. You have to buy the land. You have to pay for the breeding stock. And you have to pay large stud fees. There's no way you could ever do it. But if you rewrite your paper with a more realistic dream, I will reconsider your grade. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine how Monty must have felt having a dream stealer for a teacher? What a horrible experience. Because dreams, especially at that age, are cherished aspirations. They are our hopes, our ambitions. And dreams are the awakening of our souls to the possibilities of God. Our dreams, our yearnings and deepest desires awaken us to the possibilities we have with God. Don't let anyone steal your dreams. Dreaming of what can be is doing something out of our ordinary and connects us with the angels of God. Kind of like Jacob's dream. Jacob left Beersheba because he was trying to get away from his twin brother, Esau. Jacob had tricked their father into giving him the family blessing instead of Esau, who had been born just before Jacob and therefore had the birthright inheritance. And Esau was so angry, he wanted to kill Jacob. So Jacob was on the run. What are we running from? Is there anything we are avoiding? Is there anything we don't want to deal with? And when have we wanted to just lay down our heads somewhere in the hopes that we could sleep through something, that we could wake up and have it all be okay, over and done with? Jacob did that. Jacob ran to this place, got a stone, put it under his head, laid down to sleep. And that's when he was given a dream. What dream has God given you? What possibility has God given you for your life? I mean, look at what happened. Jacob was in a fearful place in his life. He did some things. He had things done to him. He was a bit of a mess. So he tried to run from it. And he got to this place. He laid his head down on a rock, and wouldn't you know it, he was given a dream. God set up this ladder on earth with its top reaching to the heavens. And God was at the top of this ladder, and God's angels were ascending and descending on it. And God said, "I am God, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you are now lying is the land I have promised to give you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as many as there are specks of dust on the earth," which was a really big thing back then. And then God says, "Through your descendants, all the families of the earth will find true blessing." All the families of the earth will find true blessing. "So know I am with you, and I will watch over you no matter where you go. I will not leave you until I have done all I have promised you." What are the possibilities we have with God? What dreams can come true when we climb that ladder God has set up for each of us? Because there is a ladder for each of us too. God has given us a ladder, a direct connection to God. And God has given us a dream. What is your dream? What dream has God given you for your life? Because the ladder we've been given is filled with God's angels ascending and descending. And they are not stealing dreams. They are imparting dreams. They are helping dreams come true. So climb the ladder. Climb the ladder of hopes and dreams, and listen for God to tell you that you too will find true blessing. Because no matter what we're running from, no matter what mess we're in or dealing with, God is watching over us, is blessing us. So go ahead. Dream big. Dream God-sized dreams. Climb the ladder of hopes and dreams. Can you imagine it? God can. Don't let anyone steal your hopes and dreams either. Not even yourself. Because we get pretty good at thinking, well, that will never happen, right? And we talk ourselves right down that ladder and out of ourselves, talk ourselves out of everything. And therefore, then we've lost that holy connection. All of those messages that God's angels are trying to tell us. And we steal our own dreams right out from under us because we're too afraid to trust. Too afraid to trust the dream, to trust the ladder, to trust what God can do for us, to trust we will be given a blessing, to trust the voice of God instead of our own voices or someone else's voice. So we keep running all over the place, looking for something. But who can we trust more than God? If God has given us a dream, let's not steal it from ourselves. Let's not let anyone steal it. That's what Monty Roberts did. You see, after Monty Roberts' teacher gave him an F on his paper and told him all the reasons why his dream would never come true of owning that horse ranch. And after he told him he could rewrite that paper, Monty went home and thought about it long and hard. And he asked his dad what he should do, and his dad said, "Look, son, you have to make up your own mind on this. However, I think it's a very important decision for you." Then, after sitting with it for a week, the boy turned the same paper in, making no changes at all. And he walked right up to his teacher and he said, "You can keep the F, and I'll keep my dream." Monty Roberts now owns a 4,000 square foot house in the middle of his 200-acre horse ranch in San Ysidro District, California, and his school paper is framed over his fireplace. And his horse ranch is used for fundraising events to raise money for youth at risk. And that same school teacher now brings kids to that camp for the summer so that they can be on that ranch. Don't give up on what God has dreamed for you. Keep climbing the ladder of hopes and dreams, and all the families of the earth will find true blessing. Amen.